Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. They were making signs to go out on strike, and now there's apparently been a deal reached for the grocery workers. However, the union members have to vote on it. Let's get the story live from KNX 1070's John Baird.
The big fear was we would see another devastating strike like we saw 15 or 16 years ago. The employees had already authorized a strike if it became necessary, and Ralph's had already started recruiting replacement workers just in case. But now the grocery chains, Ralph's, Fawn's, Pavilions, and Albertsons, have reached an agreement with the unions, and the union members will be voting over the next 3 days on whether to ratify the contract proposal. John Grant is president of the UFCW Local 770. He believes communities get it, having stores in their neighborhoods and having jobs that pay well.
I think people understand the value of a market in their community in so many ways, that it both provides foodstuffs and the potential to provide good family-sustaining jobs.
A representative for Ralph's also praised the deal, saying they were pleased to have worked out an agreement for increased wages, continued premium health care coverage, and pensions. But once again, the union members will have to vote on the deal this week. Live in the Marina District, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, crews are still trying to figure out what sparked that massive fire that raced through a fabric warehouse in downtown L.A. overnight. The flames burned through the roof of the building. This was on East 7th Street, but L.A. City Fire Captain Eric Scott tells us they were able to save two nearby businesses.
Because there was a row of commercial buildings. There was a paint store to the left or the west of it. And to the right of it, there was another store, and both were spared any damage due to firefighters' aggressive efforts.
The three firefighters suffered minor injuries. No civilians were hurt.
Yeah, a lot going on at LAX today. One of the things, a construction project expected to jam things off at a couple of busy terminals. KNX 1070's Craig Figner live at LAX this morning.
Yep. We always seem to hear about construction here at LAX. That's because they're ramping up for this big people mover system that's supposed to be in place by the year 2023. So this is the latest construction project that could affect you, especially if you've got somebody you need to drop off or you yourself have to go to terminals 5 or 6. So we're talking upper level here at LAX. Terminals 5 and 6 are closed now through November 14th. This is, again, the upper level. They're tearing down the canopy that's between the terminals, all part of the multi-billion dollar LAX program here to put in that light rail people mover system to bring people into LAX more efficiently from different remote locations. So the drop-offs, again, upper level, terminals 5 and 6 close now through November 14th. If you're going to do drop-offs, and I've done this, it really is efficient, and you want to avoid that mess because of the construction, go to the arrivals level and drop people off there. Then they can jump out, take the elevator up, and then they're good to go, and you have just avoid all of that. Again, that's just my advice. I've done it before. It does save you a lot of time. But beware of that. Terminals 5 and 6, upper level, closed through November 14th. Live at LAX, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Just one more thing about the airport this morning. LAX is reminding international travelers that British Airways flights are canceled due to the strike by the pilots. This is today and tomorrow. This is for international travelers, advising that you contact the airline for the latest updates on those cancellations.
Federal agents are looking for clues in the diving boat fire that left 34 people dead near Santa Cruz Island. They served search warrants this weekend at the company that owned the boat. The bodies of all but one victim have now been recovered. Divers are expected to resume their search tomorrow.
It's been progress against a fire in Riverside County that damaged 2 homes and threatened more than 1,000 others. This was the one near Murrieta. It's now said to be 70% contained after burning almost 2,000 acres. Investigators think it might have been caused by lightning.
The state Senate will take up a measure today that includes changes to Governor Newsom's plan to demand a bill aimed at tightening California California's requirements for childhood vaccinations. Overall, that bill would further limit exemptions for vaccinations, and the governor originally said he'd sign it the way it was. But then he called for several revisions, including one that would let current exemptions be extended for as long as several years.
Prosecutors in Riverside say they're still undecided about whether to go for the death penalty against two women. One, the sister of an L.A. Clippers player, charged with murdering a woman at a casino in Temecula last month.
Detectives arrested Kamisha Williams, believed to be the sister of Clippers forward Kawhi Leonard, and Candace Townsend last week, charging them with the murder of 84-year-old Afaf Assad of Long Beach, the killing taking place in the restroom of the Pechanga Casino. Because the killing took place during the commission of a robbery, that enhancement could bring a death sentence if they're convicted. But the Riverside District Attorney's Office has not indicated if they may seek the death penalty or not when they go ahead with the prosecution. Williams is being held without bail, allegedly based on recommendation from a sheriff's investigator, while Townsend's bail is set at $1 million. The next court date for both women is set for September 19th. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.